While Mayor Kenney is emphasizing the much-needed revenue a soda tax would bring, former Mayor Nutter pitched it as a public health benefit. But does that claim hold water? WHYY's Alana Gordon reports.
Soda taxes are so rare that it's hard, at least right now, to assess the real-world health impacts, says Marlene Schwartz with the Red Center for Food Policy in Connecticut.
You do end up hearing people guessing in one direction or the other.
But many researchers, including Dr. Jason Block at Harvard, believe a tax can reduce the consumption of sugary drinks.
Especially for those groups of people that consume really high levels of sugar-sweetened beverages, which includes young adults, where consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages is upwards of 13% of all calories consumed during the course of a day.
Block points to evidence in the UK and Mexico, where soda taxes have led to a decline in soda purchases. Several simulation studies have projected similar decreases. But in the U.S., Berkeley, California is the only place that's implemented a notable tax last year. Experts like John Cawley, an economist at Cornell, say a soda tax might be too narrow at the city level to have the kind of health benefit one would hope for.
Because either you can switch to other energy dense foods in our tax, or you can simply drive a few miles across the city border and buy the original product at a lower price just in another jurisdiction.
Either way, public health experts seem to agree on the benefit of cutting the consumption of sugary drinks because they're linked to all sorts of health problems. And Schwartz, with the Red Center, says anything that communicates soda is not a healthy option, like a tax, is a step in the right direction. Alana Gordon, WHYY News.